Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Yom Daf Ayin Bet Amud Bet near the bottom of the Amud with our final podcast of this, the seventh Perek, which will complete our study of the Avodat Yom HaKippurim. Be'elu Nishalim Be'urim B'tumim. The Mishnah mentioned that when the Kohen Gadol is wearing all eight clothes, only then may we do the oracular request of the Urim B'tumim. And then only for Melech, etc. Ki Atar of Dimi Amar, of Dimi came to Israel with the following report. The Kohen who sent out to do the leadership at the war, Mashuach Melchama, and he directs those who are going to return, etc., also wears those Begadim. Shenemar, Uvigdei HaKodesh, Asher Li'aron, Yulavanav Acharav. Meaning, Lemisha Bam Bigdullah Acharav, anybody who follows him for his greatness, and the Mashuach Mechama is also anointed. Meiti Ravad Barava Vamalakadi Achol Yehibin Oshel Mashuach Mechama Shemesh Tartav. I might think that the son of the Mashuach Mechama takes his place. Just like a Kohen Gadol's son could take his place. Tamadoma Shivat Emi Mashama Kohen Tartav Banaba Sheyavu Elohim Oed. When the Torah talks about succession of the Kohanim, it talks about the Kohen who will take Aharon's place, who will come into Ohel Moed. Mishor levoy Ohel Moed. And if it's true, Mechsechazi, according to what you said, the Mashuach Mechama is fit to come to Ohel Moed because he wears all eight clothes. And therefore, the Mashuach Mechama should be a dynastic succession. What the pasuk means is somebody whose main installation investiture is for Ohel Moed. Here his main investiture is for war. We have a brayta that says that the Mashuach Mechama does not wear four like a regular coin, but not eight like a coin gadol. We don't know what he wears. What he wears regular clothes like a czar. He doesn't wear the eight like a Kohen Gadol because it will create enmity between him and the Kohen Gadol. Like the sugi we had in Megillah about the status of a Kohen Gadol, who is the replacement Kohen Gadol after the original one comes back. So the replacement can't be Kohen Gadol because it'll create enmity. He can't go back to Kohen Hedyot because Malim Bakodesh, he can't go down in Kedusha. So he turned to Rava and he said, "The high Tana, the late lay Eva, Veloka Mishamish." We have a Tana who is not concerned about Eva but enmity and still says he doesn't use it. The Tanya, what's the difference between them? Par coin Mashiach. First of all, the coin Hedyot is in instructing himself to do something. As we saw in Horayot, he does not bring that special korban. Par bal kol mitzvot, par yom kippurim, vasiri taifado, special korban of Kohen Gadol. Lo poreav lo poreim, a Kohen Gadol does not let his hair grow out and doesn't tear over avelut, aval poreim hu milamata, but he tears from the bottom. Hedyot milamala, hedyot, tears from above. Ein matam li korvav, umitzuvel haptula, umuzhar al amana, umachzir tarotzeach, makriv nein veino ochel. So all this whole list of things which are unique to the Kohen Gadol, all of these things apply also to a Kohen Gadol who's only wearing the eight clothes and never wasn't anointed like in Beit Sheni. Par Baal Kol HaMitzvot. Par Baal Kol HaMitzvot is only for the Mashuach. V'kulan Nuagot Mashuach Shavar, even the Kohen Gadol who is already retired, if you will. Chutz par yom kippurim, vasiri teifa, those only apply to the current Kohen Gadol. Kulan eino agav mashuach melchama, none of them apply to mashuach melchama, chutz v'chamisha dvarim, except for five things I'm reading in the parsha, lo porea, v'lo poreim, the signs of mourning, v'lo matami lekrovav, he doesn't become tamei for his relatives, v'mutzvel abtula, must marry abtula, v'sal almanah, can't marry an almanah, v'machzir tautzeach, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says also, if the Kohen Mashuach Mechama dies, then somebody who was in our Miklat can go home. I'm going to disagree. But we see that this Tana is not concerned with Eva because the Mashuach Mechama practices some of the things of Kohen Gadol, and yet he doesn't wear the eight garments. Where do we say there's no Eva? And things in which is the same. But if he's lesser than him, then he does have Eva. In other words, the reference here we're talking about is a regular Mashuach, Kohen Gadol, who retired. So he is kind of similar to the Kohen Gadol, so there's no Eva. But if Mashuach Mechama was less than him, then there would be Eva. Yativ Rabbi Avahu Kamar Lahashmata Mishmeri Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Avahu repeated this in Rabbi Yochanan's name. Adun Rabbayam Rabbi Yassil Apayu. The students of Rabbi Yochanan turned their back. Or the other version is Rabbi Chiya Bar Amma, another student of Rabbi Yochanan said it in his name. Either way, these students of Rabbi Yochanan turned their back, indicating that they didn't think Rabbi Yochanan really said it. By the way, they were both Kohanim. I understand why they turned, and they didn't want to say no to him, because Rabbi Avahu was a very important guy in working with the Romans, and the members of the Roman governor's house in Caesarea honored him. So the students didn't want to talk back to him, they just ignored him. Why didn't they say Rabbi Yochanan Achi? Why didn't they just turn to Rabbi Yochanan and say Rabbi Yochanan never said that? So Kiyat Ravina Mar Nish'al Itmar. The answer is that what he reported was not that Rabbi Yochanan said this, but he was asked about it. I'm going to pick this up in 3, 2, 1. We have a different version of this entire piece. Ki atra vinamar nish'al itmar. That what the statement was not that Kohen Mashiach HaChama is Mishamesh B'Shmona B'Gadim, but nish'al, which means that he may act as the oracular intermediary wearing these garments. We have a bright that says exactly that. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Kitzad Sholin, what's the method of asking in the case of the Urim Tumim? Hashoa Panav Klapei Nish'al, the requester faces the Kohen Gadol, the Nish'al Panav Klapei Shechina, and the Nish'al is facing the Shechina. Hashoel Omer, Erdof Acharei Agdura Zeh, shall I go do this thing? In the case of David, who asked the oracle held by Aviatar, shall I go chase the Amalekim? And he gives a report in Hashem's name. He doesn't have to say Kor Hashem because it's clear that that's the case. Just say what the answer is. You don't ask out loud. This is in the description of what Yehoshua will do with Elazar, meaning that it will be quiet. But it also can't be just in his heart, a moving your lips but not saying it out loud. Okay, so it's speaking but on the heart. You do not ask for two things at one time. We see that from David with Keilah. If he did, you're only going to get one answer. You only get the first answer. When David asked about Keilah, will the people of Keilah hand me over to Shaul? And is Shaul indeed coming? And Hashem answered his second question, which was really the first, which is Shaul is coming. But we said you only get an answer to the first question. The answer is David Shal Kashaloka Seder. David asked inappropriately, meaning he asked out of order. Will they hand me over to Shaul when he comes, and is he coming? And Hashem answered him in order. So then David understood. He asked in proper order. Shemar, okay, now that you told me Shaul is coming, and God said, yes, they will hand you over. You better get out of town. If he needed two things, then you get two answers. Shemar, in the case of Amalek, David said, shall I run after them, and will I catch them? You will catch them, and you will save everybody, all the women, the children, etc. A Navi can declare a decree, and it could change. Women to him never change. When Yeshua is going to ask Mishpata Urim, Lamini Krashman Urim Etumim, Urim Shemi Irina Tivren. So Mishpata Urim, because it's a set law. Why are they called Urim Etumim? Urim Shemi Irina Tivren. They enlighten with their words. Tumim Shemi Mashlimim Etivren. Tum in the sense of complete. Im Tomar Begivat Binyamin Neim Malo Ishlimu. So why didn't they ask it in the story of Pilegash Begivat? Shalom Bichanu Manatzech Im Manatzech Vachonash Bichanu Hiskimu. It was not clear who was going to win. So Shinamar Pinchas Ben Alazam and Aron Amar Lefanav Omer Lefanav Beimim Ahim Lemor Osif Ola Tzed Machamayim Bnei Binyamin Achim Achtal. Shall we go out to war again? They got beat by Bnei Binyamin 2 days. You want to ray Alu Ki Machar Nenu Biyadacha. Go up because tomorrow you're going to win. Ketzad Nasir Yochan Omer Boltot. How do the letters look? How can we tell what the answer is? They stick out. They grow together. Ah, Valokti Baut Sadi. There's not Sadi on the Choshen. Shmobar Yitzchak, Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Tiv Sham. Not only says the names of the Shvatim, but Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. There's Sadi. Valokti Tet. There's no Tet. Amar Avachav V'Yakov. Shivtei Yishurung Tiv Sham. So every letter is there. There's an Aleph from Reuven, there's a Bet from Reuven, there's a Gimel from God, there's a Dalet from God, there's a He from Yehuda, a Vav from Yehuda, a Zion from Zvulun, a Chet from Yitzchak, a Tet from Shivtei Yishurun, a Yod from Shivtei Yishurun, a Cha from Yisachar, a Lamed from Levi, a Mem from Shimon, a Nun from Shimon, Samach from Yosef, or Yosef, an Ayin from Shimon, a Pei from Naphtali, a Tzadi from Yitzchak, a Kuf from Yitzchak, a Reish from Reuven, a Shin from Shimon, and a Tav from Naphtali. All right, then we got all the letters. All right, Meitave Kol Koin Shein Noma Davar Hakadosh Shchina Shualav Ein Shualimbo Shesha'al Tzadok V'Altalo V'Yatar V'Lo Altalo. A Kohen that doesn't speak with Ruach Hakodesh, we don't ask, because we asked Tzadok who took over Hevyatar and it worked. We asked Hevyatar and it didn't work. Shneamar V'Yal Hevyatar Atom Kol Ha'am. This is when they were leaving, running away from Avshalom. Siyo Messiah V'Hadayu. So the answer is that the Urim V'Tumim were, that the Kohen was really helping. It wasn't his Ruach HaKodesh, but he was really helping. So the Mishnah said, you only ask on behalf of the king, who's a Melech? That's Yoshua, Kilo. So we see that when Hashem tells Moshe to appoint in Yoshua, and he was going to stand in front of Elazar and ask him, Mishpat Urim, all of the terms that are given there are about things that are for the king or for the other leaders of the nation. With this, we've completed our study of Perek Hevi'ulo, and now we're going to study Perek Yom HaKippurim, beginning in the next podcast, the final Perek of Yom Kippur, which takes us to the practical angle of our practice of Yom Kippur in these days, without a mikdash, yimaneh b'mheirat v'yamenu. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.